All right. We're going to do a different type of video. So,
Hi.
this is our preview for this is like the prior to Severance. We're going to talk Severance today, but Marvel Doomsday, Avengers Doomsday, that's why I'm wearing the hat, revealed their cast list. And I have a lot of thoughts, and you haven't seen most of it yet. You've seen Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Evans. It's the only one that I saw.
You saw Chris Evans wasn't on the cast list.
Just done my quick little search on it for 2 seconds of Chris Evans. So I
Okay,
was like, shut the front door. And then, of course, Chris Evans must be there.
let me give you the cast list. So this is okay, I'm just gonna give it to you. Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Makes sense.
Vanessa Kirby, Invisible Woman. She's like second. Anthony Mackie, Captain America. Sebastian Stan as Bucky.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Letitia Wright, Black Panther. Paul Rudd, Ant-Man. We have Wyatt Russell, U.S. agent.
Know why Russell's coming back. He's going to be in it.
How do I say his name? Tenakerda. I apologize for some of these names. Namor.
Namor. All right.
Ebon Moss Bachrach, the thing.
That makes sense. Fantastic Four is going to matter.
All the Fantastic Four is in there. Pedro Pascal, Joseph Quinn, they're going to be in it as well. Simenyu Shang-Chi.
Yep.
Florence Pugh. Yelena Belova.
Yelena.
Kelsey Grammer. Beast. Old Beast. Like first X-Men Beast.
Really old.
Lewis Pullman, the Sentry from Thunderbolts.
Okay. So we got X-Men coming in, you're talking about.
Oh, I'm not done, by the way. Danny Ramirez, the Falcon. Joseph Quinn, as we talked about. David Harbour, Red Guardian. Winston Duke, M'Baku. Our boy's in it. M'Baku.
M'Baku. M'Baku.
Hannah Jahn-Kemmon, Ghost. Todd Hiddleston, Loki.
Todd Hiddleston? Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, they said Todd. I'm like, Todd Hiddleston, who's that?
I might have said Todd. Patrick Stewart, that's Professor X.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ian McKellen, Magneto. Alan Cumming, Nightcrawler. Rebecca Romijn, Mystique. James Marsden, Cyclops.
James Marsden's coming back.
Channing Tatum, Gambit. Pedro Pascal, Mr. Fantastic. And of course, Robert Downey Jr., who was in the actual like video as Doctor Doom. That's the cast list. Now, here's the notable omissions that I made, and this is just something that I pierced through. These are like the first like how many that I'm like, okay, these are the ones I thought they would be in it, but they're not in it. Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a shock. Doctor Strange, Jeremy Renner,
Oh,
Hawkeye,
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yep.
Hulk, which is I think is a big one, a big omission. Captain Marvel. Miss Marvel. Not that big of an omission, but Deadpool, Wolverine, Wong, Scarlet Witch, and I'm sure there's other like Daredevil, Punisher. I mean, those some of them like make sense. You're like, okay, they're like either just entering the MCU or they're, you
Yeah,
know.
some of them don't make sense. Like you would think Doctor Strange would be a big deal. Big deal in this one.
So this is where I think it's like strange because the group of characters that are in this movie does not make sense. So like you watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or not Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Have you watched Captain America: Brave New World?
Yeah,
We reviewed
Brave New
it,
World.
right? Yeah, we
Yeah, we
reviewed it.
reviewed
Why
it,
am
yeah.
I even asking? It's ADHD memory,
The
man.
Hulk movie?
I'm like a fucking goldfish.
Yeah, goldfish.
But like, okay, Captain America, he's making the Avengers, right? So Chris Hemsworth Thor makes sense. There's at least some connection there. Fantastic Four being in it makes sense. It's Doom. It's
And you.
Doomsday. It's Doom.
Yep.
Black Panther being in it, Letitia Wright's version of Black Panther makes sense. Just that Wakanda. But what doesn't make sense is all the old X-Men. So I'm just like, how do they come to play? And what I mean
Yeah.
by that is just like their connection to our universe so far is Deadpool. They're not in it.
Yep.
Doctor Strange with Professor X, Scarlet Witch, not in it. Spider-Man, not in it. And then like the last one that I was like, okay, this one would at least make sense given where one of these characters off like what was left off, Captain America or Captain Marvel. On top of Monica Rambeau, who is currently in Kelsey Grammer's Beast, like
Yeah, who's
world.
in the X-Men world?
So I'm just like, what is these omissions? Because I'm like these, just like it doesn't make sense. Where's the connective tissue? So I have thoughts. I'm like this. I don't hate it, but I'm like I don't get it.
I mean, they have quite a bit of a star-studded cast, but at the same time, I feel like they're missing some key elements, maybe and maybe not. Depends how Fantastic Four, how that connects everything together. I mean, it's weird. Yeah, it's an interesting cast. They didn't keep some of the old originals or the OGs
Well,
besides Chris Hemsworth.
I think it's just weird timing too, because one, we have so many of like the Thunderbolts who are in it. And it's like, are these Thunderbolts, are they all surviving this? I thought this was like a Suicide Squad. Like I thought maybe one of them would pass or something would, like it's surprising that all of them are in
I'm
this
sure they'll
movie.
have like a two character die. They're not gonna have a main one. They're not gonna have Bucky die. I mean, it's awesome to have Bucky come in.
I mean, it's possible that this is all just
Don't you mean
lying.
the Dark Avengers?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's what it's going to be called at the end. But you know what? Like, we don't know where these movies are going to like leave off. We don't know where Thunderbolts is going to leave off. We don't know where Fantastic Four is
Fantastic
going to leave.
Four.
So it's like
We
this
knew.
cast list is just like, okay, we're.
Our only current Earth 616 connection is Captain America: Brave New World, aka the Hulk movie with adamantium too. It's like it's the only known thing we kind of know. Which Wolverine's also not in it. So okay, logic flies.
I
You think
don't.
they're hiding cast members?
I think so.
They have to be, right?
I don't know how it else connects. I don't know how you don't have Hulk in this movie. Or Captain Marvel. Or Wong.
Yeah, Wong, Doctor Strange, at least, who's seen some of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, that the kind of big deal.
I think where I'm confused is like we've had this like the storyline going on from Phase 4, Phase 5, right? We had
Isn't
Wong, Captain America, and Hulk all talking together like they're part of these like Avengers, which would transpire like from Endgame, Shang-Chi, but then these characters are now missing. So it's like, okay, how does all these characters connect
The last
when
time we
they're.
seen Shang-Chi was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And are they having Fang come back? I heard there was a rumor about that, just for like a quick scene to get rid of.
I mean, it's possible.
Is that true?
I don't think this is obviously this isn't going to be like the final cast. I'm sure there's some surprises. I'm sure they're not,
Gotta be.
but this is like these other characters that are going to be in the story. It's like, ooh, how? Who's the main Avengers? Like, who's the main five?
Like the core, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no like core solid group.
Thor, probably, right?
Thor,
Thor,
Captain
Captain
America,
America, probably Winter Soldier, maybe? Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, Winter Soldier. I could see
Black
them.
Panther.
Black Panther, yeah.
And then Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yeah. I mean, that's who has to be the 5-6 there.
So, okay, let's go over this again. Thor, Captain America,
Thor, Captain America,
Black Panther,
Black Panther, yep.
Ant-Man. And who was the other one that we're missing?
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, okay. And then we have Winter Soldier, we have a Black Widow, we have
Yeah, kind of our
Invis
secondary tier levels, I guess you want to call them, maybe.
it makes it seem like Invisible Woman's also going to be like one of the main characters. but possibly as well as Pedro Pascal, just because the release order, Vanessa Kirby was second, and then Pedro Pascal was like second to last. So it, I don't know. It's just an interesting cast. It's interesting timing. I think I expected this list to come out after Fantastic Four. So for this to be released now, to me, it's just
early.
Yeah. Maybe it's to get ahead of all the leaks that are coming out soon.
Well, I mean, you have Daredevil. 14, 15 days, man.
No, Daredevil's out.
I thought it was April 10th.
No, it's been out. It's, dude, I've been reviewing it. Working too hard. Watch it to Severance. It is, how do I put it? It's hit and miss. I haven't done the review yet for 5 and 6, but we've done the review for 1 through 4. Me and Brandon have. I thought the first 2 episodes were great. I thought the last, I think episode 3 and 4 were mid, honestly. I think it's fine. It doesn't kill the series, but it's not amazing. Whereas the last 2 episodes they're fun. It's very comic booky in origin, but it's
not like the same Daredevil.
It isn't. I don't know. When they release all the like reviews, they're like, oh, it's a masterpiece, best MCU series yet. And they're like, the finale like solidifies it as the best series. I've watched 6 episodes so far. It's good, but I wouldn't put it ahead of Agatha All Along.
Yeah. Oh, April 10th is the original release date. 2015. That's what I was thinking, April 10th. I've just been missing it the whole time. Son of a bee.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, you have 6 episodes to watch now.
Yeah, but I gotta finish Vox Machina.
Alright. Yeah, but no Daredevil, no Spider-Man, no Punisher. I mean, I'm fine with that, but I'm just... I don't know.
Doctor Strange. No Psylocke.
Mm-hmm. Psylocke. Mm. Well, yeah. It's just weird to see X-Men characters into this. Like, it is and it isn't. It's weird to see them confirmed.
Without an X-Men movie on the horizon? Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
It's just odd. So, biggest surprise...
They're gonna do the gosh dang Doctor Strange thing with X-Men show up. They die. They move on.
Maybe. What's your biggest surprise?
As far as that cast list go, the biggest surprise?
I have one. That's like...
one original. That's my biggest surprise. One OG. Well, Ant-Man, this isn't really an OG. He was like second, third Avengers.
Comic
one
OG. Avenger.
One original Avenger from the MCU.
Yeah. Yeah, you have you have a lot of legacy characters.
Yep.
A lot of legacy. A lot of second Captain America, second Black Panther, technically second Ant-Man. I mean, Shang-Chi's original, but he's not like original Avengers.
To the original Avengers, yeah. Second
Falcon.
Sam Wilson would be second Falcon, yeah.
No, Danny Ramirez is the second Falcon. He's in the movie. My biggest surprise is Channing Tatum. Like, that's the one where I'm just like, what? Like,
what's wrong with that?
I don't hate it, but I'm just like, it's so weird because he's not like a part of the original X-Men. He was like a cameo appearance from Deadpool, but now he's like in this movie.
Oh, they had the ending scene for a reason. Deadpool. That's exactly what that is, to bring Gambit back.
Also, no Blade.
Yeah, I don't
another
think
mission.
They were going to make. Think they were gonna make another Blade movie. I think they scrapped that, didn't they? Matt,
they don't know. They don't know yet.
Yeah, it's the rumor mill. That's why it's funny in that moment. But,
Loki,
yeah, I mean
Loki coming
Loki
back
is a shock to me too.
That one's like
Loki's
a
story was done.
Same. Apparently, it's done.
It's over, Anakin.
What else is like? The Sentry was also another one. I was like. Isn't he, like, the low-key bad guy from Thunderbolts? Like, is this a real one? Is this, like, a fake one? Namor is another one that I was really confused by, but makes sense with Invisible Woman.
I mean, I'm okay, though. See more Loki, I guess. I'm still stuck on the Loki thing. I thought his story ended too epic.
Hey, Thor and Loki reunited again. team up
Thor
to play.
Loki back together would be perfect. Put them
just
back on the screen.
Team up just to fake an injury and throw the brother at him.
Yep.
One. Oh, classic. All right, yeah.
Wanted you get help? Get help.
I don't think I have much more to say on this. It's just a weird, it's a weird listing that I'm just like.
I think it's a weird release time. Like,
that
you
too.
Have July where Fantastic Four is coming. You have May where Thunderbolts is coming. Why release this early?
There was a leak. There had to be a leak.
Someone had to leak something, so they gave it away.
They're just like, you know what? We're just going to get ahead of it. We're going to leak it early. But it's just really like. Cyclops, Gambit, like, oh, we got old X-Men, we got new Fantastic Four, and we have this, like, makeshift, we have the Thunderbolts, and we have this makeshift Avengers team.
Not just old X-Men, you have, like, really old X-Men.
Yeah. So
James Marsden coming back as Sideshot, you have, like, that Deadpool was getting...
Alec Cumming is, like, Nightcrawler, he's had one appearance as Nightcrawler, but he's coming back, baby.
Yeah, interesting.
It's an odd list, but I'm like, okay, I'm here for it. All right. So I don't have much more to say. Let's get on the Severance.
Severance. Let's do this.
All right.